If you own land with minerals underneath in Wyoming, an operator normally approaches you and negotiates a deal where they drill and you get top dollar. However, a situation has arisen in southeast Wyoming where a company has found a way to avoid that process and control minerals they don't own. Now, 36 affected landowners have filed a lawsuit against the company in question, Anadarko Petroleum. They allege Anadarko has unfairly taken their minerals and created a monopoly in their county. The lawsuit's results could have implications on Wyoming statutes, the oil and gas market, and people's wallets. Wyoming Public Radio's Cooper McKim reports.
Close to the Nebraska border in eastern Laramie County, vast swaths of farmland give way to a property neatly outlined by silos and rehabbed farm buildings. An American flag welcomes visitors to the main house.
Good to meet you, man. Ron Rabo.
Yeah, nice to see you.
I'm here to visit Ron Rabo on his farm. He's one of 35 parties in the area suing Anadarko Petroleum. Most of the plaintiffs, like Rabo, are farmers and ranchers. But before getting into that, Rabo wanted to explain how this property came to be. He says his great-great-grandmother homesteaded here in 1905. He's since transformed it from a little operation to a huge one, with way more crops. In fact, he's had to change a lot.
We've had to reinvent who we are, what we do, and why we do it. What we've developed and built on this farm is our ability to gain assets that have marketability and profitability potential for us. And so minerals obviously are a part of that. For this operation, that's been stolen, it's been taken away.
To stabilize the uncertain farmer lifestyle, Rabo's diversified his crops, opened a hunting lodge, advertised corporate retreats. He also invested in parcels of land with likely incredibly valuable minerals underneath, hoping to one day pull them from the ground. Many other farmers and ranchers took a similar tack. But due to Anadarko and their actions over the past decade, it's looking more and more unlikely that they'll reap the benefits. Rabo jumps into a truck to show me the land in question. Okay, so here's what happened according to the complaint filed in court. Anadarko bought up land and minerals surrounding many landowners. It then used its position to take control of minerals that weren't their own. It now controls minerals in more than half the county. They used broad horizontal drilling permits to do it, which Rabo and affected landowners fought hard to stop through hearings at the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. Rabo says Anadarko didn't even try to negotiate with him.
It had nothing to do with that at all. It had everything to do with, we're going to come in, we're going to do what we want, this is what we did, you'll have to live with it.
Rabo pulls to the side of the road with little else but farmland in view, shaded red and blue from the sunset. He jumps out of the car and into leftover snow. This is where Rabo Farms grows winter wheat. It also holds minerals.
So this is some of the land that is tied up.
Even if Rabo wanted to lease out his minerals and make some money, he'd be at a distinct disadvantage because of this whole permitting debacle. We jump back in the car, and Rabo says it feels like a crop has been taken from him.
When you have additional assets on your land, that you have an opportunity to one day, hopefully, be able to say, you know what, this is maybe an opportunity that we have to pay some debt off. This is maybe an opportunity that we have to expand our place.
But Rabo says that's not possible. So he joined the lawsuit to take a stand. The lead attorney representing landowners is noted litigator Bob Schuster of Jackson. He explains Anadarko has indeed taken control of the majority of Laramie County's minerals, but it hasn't actually drilled a well since 2013 in the county.
What they have done is locked up this land so that it can't be leased, it can't be drilled. That hurts the landowners. It hurts Laramie County. It hurts the state of Wyoming.
And Schuster says he considers that a monopoly, which is not legal. Okay, so Anadarko has all this land. But you might be wondering, why can't some other operator just come in and develop if Anadarko isn't going to do it? Well, they could, but a plaintiff court filing argues Anadarko has found a way to keep competitors out. It says, as the landowner and operator, Anadarko leased the land to itself at a royalty rate above market standards. In other words, attorneys say other competitors wouldn't be interested because it would cost more than normal to drill there, So to recap, it's taken a bunch of land, it hasn't drilled there since 2013, and it doesn't seem to want anyone else to drill. All that, by the way, according to the plaintiff's complaint.
They care about their asset and maximizing the value of it. And in this case, they have tried to maximize that illegally because it's illegal to have monopoly power. It's illegal to have such control that you then overwhelm your neighbors and they can't exercise their own rights.
A company called Occidental Petroleum acquired Anadarko this year in a blockbuster sale. Neither responded to requests for an interview, but one representative did say in a statement, quote, "We believe the litigation is without merit and intend to vigorously defend it," unquote. The company has yet to file a response in court, so fully understanding their position is still difficult. For Schuster and the landowners, there's another problem in all this. It could happen again. Some have already heard of it happening elsewhere. Because all the maneuvers Anadarko used to assert itself as Laramie County's operator could not have happened without Wyoming statute behind it. Rules which allow companies to lease to themselves and permit thousands of acres of land with no intent to drill. The second one, though, the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission is working to fix. Schuster says these statutes are a problem in this case. With the current system, companies can flood the commission with permit applications and gain control over an area, tying it up for years. And while none of this is challenged legally, Schuster says they do need to be changed.
But those people hopefully will pay attention and hopefully will then take corrective measures so that this doesn't happen in the future, because it shouldn't happen in the future. It's wrong.
Tom Kropatch says the commission is following this lawsuit. He's the deputy supervisor of the WOGCC, which oversees these statutes.
You know, we would just wait till those decisions come out, and if something needs to be revised, then we'd work towards that.
This lawsuit could have market impacts, too. Carl Larry is a market specialist with Refinitiv, a financial data provider. If Anadarko was selling parcels to itself at an inflated value, Larry says that could create an economic bubble. If Anadarko lost the case and the bubble popped, he says it could be devastating, considering how low energy prices are and the lack of foreign demand.
Well, I don't think the industry can handle something like this. We could see other people questioning other companies and their lease sales within their subsidiaries. So it could be this domino effect where, at a worst case scenario, this could just really just crush the industry.
As far as the case's outcome, University of Wyoming Associate Law Professor Tara Rigetti says there's no obvious answer. She is not involved in this case. Rigetti says while it's clear landowners have struggled for control of its minerals, that doesn't mean they're right legally.
Exactly. I would say just because something disadvantages a party doesn't necessarily mean that there's a remedy.
And whoever the court ends up siding with, the other side is likely to file an appeal. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Cooper McKim.